From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. A winter storm is whipping up severe conditions across the Midwest. Michael Eckert with the National Weather Service says it's hitting South Dakota, Iowa, and Minnesota.
Just terrible conditions with very heavy snow, winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour creating blizzard conditions, and temperatures are very cold. They're dropping through the 20s into the teens.
The region could get up to 18 inches of snow. In Minnesota, officials have shut down Interstate 90 from Albert Lea to the South Dakota border. Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, the president's special envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan, is in the hospital after having an emergency procedure. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Holbrooke is a veteran diplomat who's been given some of the thorniest foreign policy challenges.
State Department spokesman Andy Laney said the 69-year-old Holbrooke was admitted to George Washington University Hospital yesterday after he collapsed.
This morning, doctors completed surgery to repair a tear in his aorta. He is in critical condition and has been joined by his family.
Holbrooke has been in foreign policy hotspots much of his career. President Clinton appointed him to be U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Early in his administration, President Obama selected him to serve as envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Holbrooke was also a formidable force on Wall Street in the 1980s. He's married to journalist Katie Martin and has two adult children by a previous marriage. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
One of the sons of disgraced investor Bernard Madoff was found dead this morning. NPR's Allison Keyes has more.
New York City police confirmed that Mark Madoff was found dead by a family member in his Soho apartment around 7:30 this morning, and there's an ongoing investigation in the case. While police will only officially say the medical examiner will determine the cause of death, Mark Madoff's attorney has issued a statement saying the 46-year-old took his own life. The statement calls Mark Madoff's death a terrible and unnecessary tragedy and calls him a victim of his father's monstrous crime. Mark Madoff and his brother Andrew were under investigation in connection with their father's multi-billion-dollar Ponzi scheme, but had not faced any criminal charges. A bankruptcy court trustee pursuing assets for the victims of the fraud sued the brothers and other members of Madoff's family a year ago. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
Police in Sweden say one person was killed today after a car bomb exploded in central Stockholm. The blast occurred in a busy shopping street, and a second explosion went off minutes later on a different part of the street. A police spokeswoman says it's unclear if the explosions are linked. There's been an outbreak of violence across Afghanistan the last couple days. At least 15 civilians have died and dozens more are injured. There are also reports more than 25 insurgents have been killed. The latest series of attacks includes a car bomb explosion in Kandahar today. This is NPR. The life of Elizabeth Edwards was celebrated today in Raleigh, North Carolina. Edwards died Tuesday after a six-year battle with cancer. Her eldest daughter, Kate, remembered her mother and described a moment during the last days of her life.
I found myself at her bedside crying and trying to comfort her that we would be okay. And, of course, she ended up comforting me. She reached over and held my hand. Because that's who she was and that's what she did. She comforted us always right up to the end of her life.
Elizabeth Edwards' estranged husband, former presidential candidate John Edwards, was at the service with the couple's other two children. Edwards was buried next to her 16-year-old son, Wade, who was killed in a car accident in 1996. German combat troops have been stationed in France for the first time since World War II as part of a deal between France and Germany's military. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
A German battalion officially takes up arms this weekend in eastern France. The event was celebrated in a ceremony attended by the two countries' defense ministers. French and German children gathered to watch. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hailed the military deal, saying that seeing German soldiers welcome on French soil after the crimes committed by the Nazis was a very powerful symbol. French President Nicolas Sarkozy called it a sign of the depth of the Franco-German friendship. The German troops are stationed near the city of Strasbourg in the Alsace region of France. Alsace-Lorraine changed hands three times in one century as France and Germany fought each other in the Franco-Prussian War, World War I, and World War II. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News from Washington.